Do you think I'm Mr. Shorty? Well, good morning, brother. How are you on this wet Sabbath? My topic today is, where is God's true church? We can honor our Father by assembling here on the Sabbath day as He has commanded. I believe that God's true church is living here within us. God's true church is called the Church of God. There is a lot of churches that use this name. The true church of God keeps the holy days and the seventh day Sabbath and obeys God's commandments and teaches us how to observe the laws of God. The Sabbath was a day set aside for us to keep in the beginning for all mankind. Long before the Sabbath was established and given to the house of Israel. Most churches of the world do not teach these things and do not apply the fourth commandment in their teachings at all. However, when God appeared to Moses on Mount Sinai, when he came to the fourth commandment, he said, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. The Sabbath had already been established. You can see that Genesis 2:2 in the very beginning. The Sabbath is an identifying sign between God and his people. You can find that in Ezekiel 20:12. It will be a sign forever. Today's Christians are spiritual Israel. We are Abraham's seed. You know, it's amazing how modern-day technology is on the rampage. It is growing by leaps and bounds. However, the Word of God just doesn't seem like it has grown very much. Most people today, even many professing Christians, know little or nothing about what it means to be a true follower of Jesus Christ. Yet the Bible is quite clear on most subjects. You may need a good biblical dictionary, or you can even use a Webster's to find the meaning of some of the words. The older, the better. Did Jesus have many different church denominations? Did he teach different doctrines? More than one gospel and teach a divided message to the people when he taught during his ministry? No. He spoke one message to all. How does one seeking the real truth get started in a church? How do they recognize the truth when there are so many different denominations out there? Preaching different beliefs inspired by Satan, of course. When God calls on you, you must pray for knowledge so you can seek out and find the real church. One might spend a full day just driving around Oklahoma City looking at all the different churches. There is multitudes of people in them. Most of these people are all confused and do not even know it. So are their preachers. Christ warns us of the false preachers. Most of these people are deceived. One thing I always admired about Mr. Armstrong, what he said during his teachings, he always said, look it up, prove it to yourself, don't take his word for it, read your Bible, and prove all things to yourself. If you are not in God's church, I suppose one church is as good as another. I have done some channel surfing on TV, and I find most churches believe basically the same thing. I have heard many preachers. Say Christ came and died on the cross and exempted us from the old laws. Where do they get that? There is more to Christ's teaching than just grace. Christ was not the author of confusion. Jesus did not create many different denominations. Christ taught his apostles how to observe the Word of God and to follow the right examples and to teach us by ways of the Bible. You know, if we're not keeping the laws and the commandments of God, how do you think we can have grace? Matthew 5:17-19 tells us Christ followed the laws of God and nothing was going to change. Christ said, I will build my church, one church commissioned to preach the gospel to the world and all the kingdom of God. Today, many modern churches founded by men are disagreeing with each other about what the Bible teaches. We as Christians need to follow the examples and the teachings of Christ and not tune in and listen to the philosophies of so-called modern-day preachers. We need the fellowship of the brethren. We must all come out of the ways of this world. You know, Satan, he thinks he's God too. And there's a lot of people that follows his religion. Our church does follow Jesus' examples, or we are trying very hard to do so. We do keep the Sabbath and holy days and apply the laws of God to our teachings. We all must work on trying to improve our character to the fullest, learn to do more charitable deeds, show compassion and love for all mankind. Sometimes I struggle with these deeds and my character falls very short, but I am trying to work on overcoming that. You know, to really know God is to get in there and study your Bible daily and study the scriptures and build a good relationship with God. That's how we talk to God, and God talks to us through his word. God has called us, brethren, to the truth. Other people are blinded to the truth at this time. One day, God will take off their blinders and all will see the truth of God's laws and commandments. Yes, God has given us his Holy Spirit. There are some other churches keeping God's laws and commandments. They also have God's Holy Spirit. Godspeed the day when we can all unite. We are the blessed ones. We are called out. We are set aside from the world. We can gain spiritual salvation. God has opened the door for us. Let's not shut it. Our church does keep the right gospel of Christ. We must try very hard and do our best to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We need to strive very hard to be a part of God's true church. We must pray daily and fast often, not to fall into the traps and the ways of this world by keeping ideals and traditions of men. You know, we need to work on keeping the leavening out of our minds so we don't become all puffed up. So just about another couple of weeks, we can work on that pretty good. We need to be living and practicing every word of God. We should all want to meet Jesus on his return and be ready to serve him. We need to become solid like a rock so Jesus can depend upon us to help set up his coming kingdom. We should all want God's church to live in our hearts and minds so we can overcome our bad habits and serve God to the fullest. There are many chapters in the New Testament that talks about God's new church. You can also find scriptures in the Old Testament as well that talks about the true church of God. I believe with all my heart God has placed me here in his church along with you, brethren. God is a very gracious God, allowing us to be attending here in his church on this Sabbath day. If you will, turn to Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Christ says in Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I will be with you always, even into the end of this world. Amen. So Christ has given us a direct order to observe and teach his word. If we disobey his command, one day we will have to answer to him. You know, I looked up in my thrones and corners the word command and observe. And in the Old and the New Testament, it's referred 601 times. So I believe somebody might be trying to get your attention. So I also looked up the definition in Webster's. And Webster says that commanded and command means to order, to commit to one's charge in a direct authority, and it gives more. And the word observe means to conform to practice, to keep, to guard, and to watch. So I took the definition of those two words and put them into a paragraph, and here's what I come up with. We should conform to every word of God, put to practice in our daily life, keep God's laws and commandments, guard against outside influences, with constant prayer, and always watch for Christ's return, and be ready to serve Him, as Christ hath ordered us by way of a charge. So we must always obey His commanded word and be ready to serve Him when He returns. Have a good day, brethren.